are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Pier VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining me this morning from the Rollins Library, it's the circulation manager, Isaac Gonzalez. Good morning, Isaac.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Nice to have you here, doing a little pinch hitting this morning.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'm typically not the best fill-in, but, you know, hopefully I can make a home run out of it.
There you go. That's the key. one of the things, I mean, there's a lot of things. You've always got some great programs happening there at the library.
Yeah, we always try to do our best to reach out to the community, and, I mean, it's what we're there for. Hopefully family, friends, and everybody come join us, and even if you don't read, it's just a place to come relax at least.
Yeah, like Friday mornings, you've got the senior coffee, so it's a great chance for seniors to come on out and enjoy some, like you said, social time, have a little coffee, and maybe explore the library too. But we want to talk about some of the things coming up, like the USS South Dakota. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we have the christening of the USS South Dakota happening on the August 26th at 1 p.m. We are going to have a representative from the State Archives on the radio talking about it and the history behind the battleship and how it kind of came to be and how it's still a big historical figure. And, I mean, here in the U.S., we're one of the world powers in super battleships, so right, might as well keep them here as long as we can.
Absolutely. So a great chance to learn a little bit more about that, so that's always kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's surprising how much history we have up in the state some days.
Absolutely. And for the kiddos, I know they like to, you know, the Rescue Readers is very popular, but also reading to Pumpkin Pie. And I hear he's going to be at the library, what, tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah. Pumpkin Pie is coming on down. He's one of our lovable service dogs that his owner brings in, sits down, and children have a chance to read with him. Because I don't know about you, but when I was a child, I hated reading in front of people.
It can be intimidating, and, you know, what better way to get comfortable reading than, you know, reading to Pumpkin Pie?
I mean, the only thing you're going to get is sad, droopy eyes some days.
Exactly. It could be a whole lot worse. So, yeah, that's what time again tomorrow?
Yeah, so Saturday, 10 to 11, he'll be there with his owner. A lot of the time he'll come in, just sit down, and children can grab books and come read to him, and he'll sit there and stare at you with loving eyes.
Nice. That is great. And another really popular activity this summer has been the story times at the park.
I know. Who doesn't love stories outside? Absolutely. Especially with this lovely weather we've been having this summer.
It's really been good for that.
I mean, just get underneath a tree when it's 100 degrees and you're golden.
Exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, we do have story time going on August 17th and 18th at Griffin Park, 10:15 and 10:45.
Perfect. And yeah, this next week should be a little more comfortable, especially in the mornings, temperature-wise.
Oh yeah, today is just...
It's pretty toasty. When we're already at 80 degrees at 5 in the morning.
Not a fan of it.
No, it's going to be a hot one. But thankfully, next week's looking pretty good. And we want to tell people, too, about a Creative Bug there at the library. What's that about?
Yeah, so Creative Bug is one of the resources we have. It's an online platform that we have that offers all sorts of crafts, cooking, art classes, tutorials online. It's kind of like a YouTube for, you know, the art community. And it's a free resource that we have. I mean, might as well use it while we have the chance. I mean, I don't know about you, but I use everything I can when I'm trying to learn something.
Yeah, it's a great resource. So if that's something folks aren't familiar with, but they say, hey, man, this would be really handy. I could learn some really cool stuff. You know, just stop into the library and find out more about it.
Yeah, you can always come ask any one of the staff that's sitting behind the desks. A lot of time we'll either point you at the right person or give you the information you need for it. I mean, we try to get as much resources as we can out there for the community, but there's only so much we can do. We depend on the community members to help us out as well.
Absolutely. And we appreciate all the things you've got going on, because there's always so much happening. You know, people can come in and just enjoy, like you said, the library, the social time. There's so many great aspects to the library.
There really is. I mean, we have everything from DVDs to, I mean, books, magazines, newspapers, free internet for a lot of people, which is really helpful. I don't know about you, but once the pandemic started to hit, a lot of us started to work from home.
Right.
And I mean, if you can't do that some days, then come on by, sit down. We have some Chromebooks you can borrow. That's not a problem. You just got to let us know. We can pull those out for you. They do come with keyboards, and they can go tablet size as well.
Excellent. So if you haven't been to the library in a while, or maybe there's some folks that are new to the area, stop on by Rollins Library, get your membership card, and learn about all the things that you can take advantage of.
Yeah, and we're always looking forward to having new people come in and just, you know, chat with them some days and figure out what you like. And even if you just walk through the stacks, you'll never know what you might come across.
Exactly. That's the joy of a library. Well, thank you for coming in, Isaac, doing the pinch hitting. I think you hit a home run today.
I appreciate that. I prefer a grand slam, but
there you go.
I mean, each their own.
Exactly. Well, you stay cool on this Friday, and again, we appreciate you stopping in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And there's Isaac Gonzalez, the circulation manager at the Rollins Library. Stop on out and enjoy all the great things that the library has to offer. Continuing on with People in Your Neighborhood this morning, and joining me, South Dakota rodeo queen Adrienne Shoneman. How are you doing, Adrienne?
Oh, I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we've chatted. It was more towards the beginning of your reign, and here we are about halfway through, and you have been busy. You've been all over the place.
I have. You know, thinking back to our first conversation, man, did I know the road ahead of me. You know, I've been just so busy the past couple of weeks. As many know, the busy time for South Dakota Rodeo starts at June and ends at August.
Right.
So every single week I have been gone here, there, and everywhere across the great state of South Dakota, and even branching into North Dakota and Wyoming. I was just recently at Cheyenne Frontier Days a couple of weeks ago at the Daddy of them All. So it was just an amazing experience and one of those things I've been looking forward to probably since I was a little girl, doing that flyby across the track and being involved in the festivities there. And we've had some amazing award-winning South Dakota rodeos the past couple of weeks, the Black Hills Roundup, Days of 76. And kind of in the next couple of weeks, I'll stay super busy as well.
I would imagine so. I mean, it just keeps on going. And you've been to some really fun things. Like you said, you know, Cheyenne Frontier Days, that had to be so much fun. What were some of the things that you did out there, Adrienne?
So I got there, kind of at the start of the festivities. So how they do that, because there is so much going on and so many girls that want to travel there, they break us up in about 3 or 4 day sections. So I was only there for a small portion of the event and compared to the 2 weeks that it's going on. But I was involved in a queen luncheon that, you know, celebrated the the Cheyenne Frontier Days. Royalty, so we got to be a part of that. Got to do, of course, some shopping, you know, help support the economy there in Cheyenne. It's hard not to with that event.
Absolutely.
And then, was involved with the rodeo for 2 days, and then got to do the iconic flyby. So we just wave and book horses as fast as we can down a racetrack.
Yeah, it's been fun to follow along on the Facebook page with your updates and sharing things. I mean, you've been everywhere, you know, all over the country. What have been, you know, so far some of your highlights in the first part of your reign, do you think?
Oh, some of the highlights, probably just in the past couple of weeks, something that really has grown a special place in my heart is because it's so busy, seeing the same groups of people and kind of following their journey. Of course, the athletes as they prepare for Badlands Circuit Finals in Minot, as they chase that NFR dream. And so kind of being a part of their journey and kind of building that camaraderie has been something near and dear to my heart. You know, kind of building that rodeo family and the community, because we're all very close-knit. We have each other's back. And being a part of that this year has just been a whirlwind. But probably some of my favorite experiences have just been at South Dakota rodeos, because I have the honor and privilege of carrying the American flag. And I'll never forget, at the Days of 76, we did a grand opening, of course, and involved Hadley Barrett, who was an NFR announcer. He has since passed, but involved a big opening, and to have a whole crowd kind of cheer along with the national anthem and follow his words was just magical. And being in the center, hearing thousands of voices scream the stars and stripes was just amazing.
I would imagine so. And yeah, it seems like you've forged some really good bonds over the course of the year so far, and I'm sure you will as you continue on. And what's coming up here? You said the next couple of weeks you're more based right here in South Dakota, right?
Yes, yes. So actually today I leave to go to Extreme Bronc match in Faith, South Dakota, followed this weekend with a rodeo in Oneida. And then early next week, I get to come to my hometown of Aberdeen, South Dakota for the Dakota Stampede Rodeo Monday and Tuesday. And then I'll be involved with the Brown County Fair, involved with sponsors and kind of mingling and visiting with people that week. And then kind of close out the month with the Range Days Rodeo in Rapid City with the Central States Fair.
So the fun and adventure continues, right, Adrian?
Oh, yes, most definitely. It never stops.
That's right. And let's remind people of what your campaign as the South Dakota Rodeo Queen is this year.
Yeah, so my platform for the year is called Mentoring Matters. It's about service above self and mentoring those in your community through volunteerism and taking someone under your wing to share common interests and help build up their journey. And it's a beautiful exchange between knowledge and experience. And kind of my year is focused on mentorship and education for not only youth, but all on the professional sport of rodeo and agriculture. So every Monday, or just about every Monday, because I've been really, really busy, it's about mentoring those and kind of sharing tips and tricks on others' journeys to kind of improve them along the way, and share advice, share ideas. And as I travel across the country, I'm able to, you know, mentor that young person that says, oh my gosh, it's Miss Rodeo South Dakota. And I'm like, hey, it's you. You're amazing and talented. And I think there's so much that we can give back to our community through mentorship. And I was heavily involved with 4-H growing up, showing livestock. And it was those mentors that provided me with success. So it's only right that I give back with this position right now.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. It's such a great, great platform that you've got, and you've been doing a wonderful job. Keep up the good work. I know you're busy. You're going to continue to be all over the place here over the end of the year, and it's been fun to follow along, and I appreciate your time and chatting with me this morning.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. It's great to catch up with you.
Yes, and we'll do it again before the end of the rain. How does that sound?
Oh, sounds good. Let's make it happen.
All right. Thank you, Adrian, and have a great time these coming months.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And that's Adrian Shoneman, Miss South Dakota Rodeo Queen, joining me on this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood.